It is Thursday. That means 7-7-7 wing night at Sports and Social Steel City at Live Casino. That's where we are on 93.7 The Fan. Seven wings for $7 starting at 7 p.m., so about 20 minutes away from that. The wings, fresh, never frozen, great flavors, homemade seasonings. Wings come with homemade ranch or blue cheese, and they go great paired with a cold Miller Lite. The Pirates may have just pulled off the worst trade deadline in the history of Pittsburgh sports. We are reacting to that at 412-928-9370. Donnie Chedrick with you on The Fan tonight. Joel Nelson is behind the glass back in Green Tree, and there are people that want to react. The Pirates trading David Bednar, trading Bailey Falter, as well as Taylor Rogers, who they acquired just yesterday in the Key Brian Hayes deal. So they were busy at the deadline, but did not make some of the moves that you may have expected. No Andrew Heaney on the move. No IKF on the move. No Tommy Pham on the move. 412-928-9370. Ben is in Uniontown. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, what's up, Donnie? You know, I'm pretty disgusted with all the trades, too. You there?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to be.
Okay. I thought we lost contact there. But, you know, this is what I don't understand, okay? We're trading some pretty good ball players away. Okay, KB, he's a great fielder. He's a gold glover and stuff like that. Yeah, I wish he could hit a little bit more consistently than what he does. You know, two good pitchers. One is an all-star pitcher and stuff like that. And here's what has me frustrated. What did we get back? Nothing worthwhile. Nothing worthwhile. A couple maybe mediocre pitchers and a bunch of, quote-unquote prospects. You know, KB, you know, a mediocre pitcher that we traded away anyway, and then a prospect at shortstop. How many shortstops do we have in our system? A half a dozen? Do we need that? No. You know, we need hitters. We need people that are going to drive runs in. If you stop and think about it, look at all the close games we've had this year. 1-0 games, 2-0 games, 2-1 games, 3-2 games, 3-1 games and stuff like that. Why is that? That's because of our great pitching staff that we have. You get some hitters, you get some batters that are going to drive runs in, you score 4 or 5 runs a game and stuff like that, and you're going to have a big turnaround, 15, 20 games over a 162-game season, you know, 15 or 20 games to the plus, 15 or 20 games away from the minus. That's a big difference, Donnie. You're in the playoffs. You're putting 30,000 people in the stands every night because you have an exciting game, team to put on the field, you know?
Yeah, Ben, I think it's a good call.
Yeah, I just don't understand. You know, I don't understand at all.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Ben. I mean, they needed to do something to help load up with bats at this deadline, and I understand that you're not going to get everybody's top guy, and you're not going to just load up with top 100 players, but it just feels pretty empty to me what they got in return. Flores, he's the Yankees' eighth-ranked prospect. He's done a lot of his damage this year in Double A. You know, so far just a cup of coffee in Triple A. Okay, I mean, we'll see how his game can translate to the higher levels. We'll see how he reacts to the pitching that he's about to see. But it seems like the people that are very tuned in with baseball, Travis Sawchuk, who used to write in this city, he knows a thing or two about the game. He thinks that Flores is going to be challenged greatly at the AAA level, and he will need to adjust how he goes about things at the plate. And he needs to work on his defense. So, like, where it's not even like what they pulled in has some sort of elite trait on either side of the game. It just feels very, very hollow, very empty to me. And you know, we've had callers say it. I've seen a few people on social media say it, that it feels like a bit of a slap in the face from the front office to the fans, how they treated this trade deadline. And it's kind of difficult to argue that. 412-928-9370. Rick is in Denora. What's going on, Rick?
Hi. Hey, I only got one thing to say about Falter being traded to Kansas City. I'm just surprised Terrington didn't get Frazier back. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even one that I'm super upset about. You go back to that Frazier trade that happened a couple of weeks ago. Given the return there, you at least got a Triple-A hitter who, yeah, he's 28 years old. He has yet to make his major league debut, but the kid has some pop, and he's at least close to playing in the majors. If you look at this entire period, like the entire month where the Pirates made deals, we might be looking back and thinking that the Adam Frazier trade of all of them looks like the best one. 412-928-9370. Carl is next. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Donnie. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Good. So, you know, just like I'm going to pull something here from Scotty Scheffler.
Okay.
You know, he says if he wins the majors or wins a championship, it's going to feel good for about 2 minutes. And the problem with, you know, people in society anymore, with everyone so sports-driven, it, you know, if you win a World Series, it's going to feel good for a couple hours, and then it's done. So as long as the fans keep showing up and the owners keep turning a profit, it's entertainment for people to come watch, and nothing's going to change until the owner stops making money. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the call. I mean, he's going to keep making money hand over fist just with the way the you know, current system is set up. And the players, certainly, you may have seen the report last week where Bryce Harper had the little standoff with Rob Manfred, the commissioner of the game, about the idea of a salary cap, so the players don't want it. That would be one of the only things that really helps out Pirates baseball. That and expanding the playoff even more than you already have, because that's just about the only thing that gives Pittsburgh a chance at this point to get in. Something else that makes me curious, because we do have to think this way a little bit, because the guy is just that good. I would love to know what Paul Skenes thinks after this trade deadline. I mean, he can't be very happy with what the Pirates just did. They didn't come away with anybody that's going to help while he's still in town. They're going to have the guy here for, what, two or three more seasons? I think three if we're lucky. Tell me one of these guys, maybe Flores, that will be any sort of contributor while Paul Skenes is wearing a Pirates uniform. They did nothing over the course of the last 48 hours that helps out while they have a golden ticket on their roster. 412-928-9370. Ethan is next. What's going on, Ethan?
Hey, Donnie. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be positive before I become a real Debbie Downer. I'll start by ranking my favorite fan host. I'll go number one, Adam Crowley. Number two, Donnie Football, the producer. Number three, I do love intern Dom. But get
what a
Debbie
top
Downer
three.
Time. Yeah, those are my personal. But I'll be Debbie Downer. All I've heard for the last month on this station is they are going to trade IKF, Tommy Pham, and Andrew Heaney. That was said so many times by every time slot. And guess what? They didn't trade any of them. It was the wrong take. So when I called in last Friday and I suggested to Jason Mackey, hosting for Joe Starkey, I said they should trade Connor Griffin, and I got laughed at. Well, guess who's laughing now? Why are we trading actual talent and control for prospects and teenagers when we have the number one prospect in baseball? The number one! Why do we need more prospects?
Well, Ethan, here's all I'll say about that.
As good as gone. It's basically the Connor Griffin era. The Pirates and Bob Nutting already know this. They're planning and prepping for all these young kids when Paul Skeens get traded, the fan base is already mad. They're going to be even more angry. And when that happens, he needs to have an ace in his cards, and he's going to bring up Connor Griffin and make us all try to forget about it. They are not a serious organization. I canceled my Sportsnet Pittsburgh subscription. I only go to the games to get the bobbleheads. I won't even do that now. I won't even buy a ticket for $50 to wait 4 hours on the Clemente Bridge to get a bobblehead. I'll just buy it on eBay. I won't even follow the game. It's a joke.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the passion there as well. He came at you on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. That is Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Now, I don't know if Ethan was 110% serious about the Connor Griffin thing. That's one of the dudes that's not on the major league roster that I would not touch, because he is the only, and I mean the only, position player that is in the Pirates pipeline that gives me any sort of hope. The only one. Tamar Johnson's not giving me any sort of hope. He's playing mediocre ball in Double A. Nick York, I mean, he's 23, is in Triple A, and he may not even break through now since they held on to most of the guys they should have gotten rid of. I don't really think he moves the needle much for me. The guy that they acquired in the Quinn Priester trade last year. Connor Griffin's the only dude that I actually feel good about with a bat in his hands in their system. You can also follow us on Twitter, by the way, at 93.7 The Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mike is in Butler. What's up, Mike? Oh, sorry, no Mike. Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Donnie, I'm a lifetime Pirate fan. I've been watching, listening to the Pirates since 1977. I'm from Newcastle, and I live in Florida now. But, you know, I expected what they got in return is exactly what I expected, all these guys. But I expected them not to get rid of Bednar. I expected them, like you did, Pham, IKF, and some of these other guys. You know, what happened to the Jones or that Casey guy from the Cubs? I mean, we could have gotten those guys. Get rid of Ashcraft or Hunter Barco or some of these, our top pitchers for their top batters. That could have happened. And you throw in Jack or somebody else that maybe will do better somewhere else. But I want to see Cook, and I want to see York, and I want to see Devan. I wanted to see all the Reynolds go. If we didn't get the top prospects like Jones and Casey, I want the Reynolds to go just to see the AAA guys. Maybe they're no better than anybody else, but I just want to see the kids come up. I'd rather root for them. This is a dumpster fire, and it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, Jay, I appreciate the call. I mean, the thing that sucks is that they, you know, they're not even losing young. Like, it would feel a little bit different. You go back to that team in 2010, and okay, they lost 105 games, but they lost with a 22-year-old Andrew McCutchen on the team, a 21-year-old. Jose Tabata, 22-year-old Pedro Alvarez, Neil Walker was like 23. They had a bunch of young guys, a lot of youth on those teams, and you could at least pinpoint and circle, okay, you know, they have a nucleus here that they could eventually win with, just start to build something around them. And they did, to their credit. I mean, Neil Huntington deserves credit for building a team that was one of the best in baseball over a three-year stretch from 13 to 15. But that's all we've gotten. That is all we've gotten over the last 30 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Another point there that Jay brought up that sucks is that it always just feels as if every big-name prospect that gets brought up, every potential return that they could have that gets brought up, you know, Owen Casey, I think, was a good example from this deadline. Players like that, they just feel like a pipe dream because the Pirates never make it happen. They are never able to pull off getting a team's top star or really even top five. Think about it. The asking price for David Bednar was a top five prospect. They come away with the number eight and then two throw-ins that probably aren't going to do anything. By the way, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, as well as WAMO 107.3. They are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping off at a location near you, including Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson and Northway Mall. For details, visit 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance, Annuities, and Member Benefits since 1892. Joel, let's get one or two more in here. Scott in the South Hills. What's up, Scott?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, today was just one more day of Bob Nutting telling Western Pennsylvania, flipping them the finger and saying, I don't care what you want. I just want my money, and that's it. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a day that helps any of the people that already hate his guts, that's for sure. Preston in Bellevue. What's up, Preston?
Hey, Donnie. I just have a couple points to make. So, you know, when you sign players like Tommy Pham or Andrew Heaney, when you're signing them in the offseason, first of all, they told you they weren't going to try and compete this year because – the only guys they did sign were guys like Andrew Heaney, Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier. But then when you sign guys like that, and when the deadline comes around, you trade them. They only have, you know, their contracts are coming to an end at the end of this year. IKF, I think he still had a couple years of control. I'm not sure, but he was another one that you could have moved just as well, and I don't think anybody would have batted an eye. So holding on to those two guys, especially Pham and Heaney, I just don't understand it whatsoever. It makes no sense to me. And if that's not baffling enough, the one that really – there's two more trades that really do it to me. The Bailey Falter trade, I mean, is that literally just a salary dump? I mean, you there's no reason to trade him. Now you don't have a left-handed starter that you can really throw in your rotation. Well, I mean, you still have Heaney, but other than Andrew Heaney, you know, you're really left for not without another left-handed starter. And you didn't get anything back for him worth of anything. And then to not get a top 100 prospect for the hottest reliever in all of baseball for the last month and a half in David Bednar – that's a fireable offense right there in itself. Not to mention all the other crap we've had to put up with in 6 years of this guy. It's just getting to be too much, Donnie. I mean, and you know, the guy that called before about the whole Bob Nutting, and you know, Nutting's probably happy with the deadline. Mm-hmm. You know what? I mean, at some point there has to be a middle ground, right? I mean, Bob Nutting can be cheap, right? I don't think that the Tampa Bay Rays owners are making a ton of money hand over fist, and they still, you know, compete. I don't think that the Milwaukee Brewers owners are going crazy diving in money, and they still compete. Like, Bob Nutting can we still find a way, or somebody in the executive office can find a way where Bob Nutting can still be kind of cheap, and we can still put a product on the field where we're not just coming to the deadline day and asking what just happened, because that's exactly what I'm saying to myself. What did I just watch, Donnie?
Yeah, Preston, I appreciate the call. You can also throw IKF into that group with Heaney and Pham, because he was somebody that was on an expiring deal. And you brought up the Bednar trade where they were unable to get even a top five prospect in another team's system. And if you want to compare it to the Mason Miller trade that happened earlier in the day, I mean, that was an absolute haul that the Athletics got back from the Padres, where you include Miller and one of their starting pitchers. So that, you know, for at least the time being, I think had Pirates fans thinking, okay, so they could at least get something pretty decent for David Bednar. And I don't feel as if they got something pretty decent. Fan weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Great weather in Pittsburgh on Friday. Sunny temperatures in the lower 80s. Similar weather out here in Greensburg and in Latrobe. You have the Friday Night Lights practice at Latrobe Memorial Stadium, part of one of the best parts of training camp every year. That is tomorrow night. We'll get into that with Jeff Hathorn at 8 o'clock, with Alan Saunders at 9 o'clock. But coming up next, Hunter Homestek from 24/7 Fighting will join the show. He'll talk about some exciting events that they have coming up just down the road. So that happens here in just a few minutes. We are live from Sports and Social Steel City at Live Casino on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.